The sun emits its own heat and light. The moon. The moon is a natural satellite of the Earth. It is about 384,000 kilometers away from the Earth. It takes about 28 days to complete one cycle around the Earth. The moon has no light of its own. Now we shall discuss about the different shapes or the phases of the moon. When it is new moon, we do not see its lighted face at all. A new moon is when the moon is between the Earth and the sun. The new moon day is called Amavasya. The crescent shape or the C-shaped moon is seen after the new moon, so we see only a part of its lighted face. The full moon is seen on the 14th day after the new moon. We see the whole of its lighted face. The full moon day is called Purnima. It is full moon when the earth lies between the sun and the moon. For the first 14 days, the lighted part goes on increasing. The moon is said to be waxing. And the next 14 days, when the lighted part goes on decreasing or becoming less, it is called the waning phase of the moon. Stars. Children, beside the moon, we also see a large number of stars in the sky at night. The stars are big heavenly bodies. They appear very small because they are very far from us. All stars shine like the sun. They give out their own light. The stars seem to twinkle because of the presence of atmosphere around the earth. Some of them are dead stars and have stopped giving out light. Such stars are called black holes. The sun is also a star nearest to the earth. And there are some stars that occur in group. There are a number of such groups of stars in the sky. Each group of stars is called a constellation. For example, a group of seven stars are the Great Bear, Gemini, Orion, and Leo. Contribution of Indian astronomers. Now, children, there are some Indian astronomers or people who study stars in the 5th century. Aryabhatta. He was the first to tell us that the earth is round and rotates on its axis, and that the moon gets its light from the sun. Secondly, we have Varahamihira, who wrote many books on astronomy. And lastly, we have Savai Jai Singh, the king of Ajmer, who built the Jantar Mantar with instruments of lime and plaster to study the position of stars and to measure time. With this, I conclude the chapter. Thank you.